is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
Happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. One of my favorite weeks of the entire season is upon us. It's throwback week at Hickory Motor Speedway, the throwback series race presented by Long Haul Transportation and Food Country USA will take place this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And we've had really, really good success with this. I'm really excited about this particular throwback event because it throws back to the Hooters Pro Cup and the USAR Pro Cup days, which is basically what the Cars Tour has evolved into. Jack McNally took that series off of life support and turned it into the Cars Tour, and it's a really cool tribute to both Jack and everybody that's helped put this thing together. Really excited about this weekend at Hickory. Festivities will start on Friday morning. Trailer parking will start at 10:15. Late model stock cars will hit the racetrack for the first time at 1 o'clock. They'll alternate practices with the late models, and they'll go until right at 6 o'clock when the pits close, and then back in action on Saturday. Taking a quick look at the schedule, late model stock cars will hit the track for practice starting at 10:30. They'll alternate with the pros until 12:45. Taking a look, grandstands open at 2 o'clock, a little bit earlier, obviously with all the fanfare going on. Late model stock car qualifying, 3:45, pro late model at 4:15. Fan fest on the front stretch at 5 o'clock. That'll go for an hour, and then the green flag will fly for the USAR Pro Cup Throwback 225 presented by Food Country USA and Long Run Transportation. 100 laps for the pro late models, 125 for the late model stock. Taking a quick look at the entry list for this weekend's festivities. We've got 29 late model stock cars. Keep in mind, we went to Hickory for the first race, which was the third race of the season. We actually sent cars home. That doesn't seem like that'll be the case. We've got 29 entered. They include Brendan Queen, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Deke McCaskill, Riley Gentry, Landon Pimbleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, Brant Barnhart, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple, Chase Burrow, Caden Honeycutt, Austin McDaniel will be at Hickory. He's a regular at Hickory. He's always been a force in the Cars Tour when he has competed. Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Josh Dickens, Landon Huffman, Cade Brown, Mason Diaz, who won two late model stock car races at Hickory this past weekend on the NASCAR side, DJ Knipe, Zach Miracle, Connor Zilich, Lane Riggs will be back in Kevin Harvick's number 62 this weekend, Cameron Boland, Connor Hall, Mini Tyrell, and Jacob Hefner. Taking a quick look at the pro late model entry list, they have 20 pro late models pre-entered. They include Kyle Campbell, Zach Fowler, George Phillips, Tristan McKee, Justin Kreider, Tyler Church, Rusty Skews, Ashton Higgins, Austin McDonald, Matt Caprari, Connor Zilich doing double duty. Colt Butcher will be back in Cars Tour action this weekend along with Brett Suggs, Nick Loden, Josh Horniman, Jeff Batten, Logan Jones, our most recent pro winner, Katie Hettinger, the points leader, TJ McLaren, and Caden Quapple. Man, it's going to be a really, really fun weekend, and we're going to talk all about that weekend with Keely Dubinsky, who is the director of operations from the Cars Tour. She'll be with us on the other side. She's the one that's kind of put all this stuff together. We'll talk about paint schemes. We'll talk about special activities headed into this weekend in segment two. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Stick her up. When we return, we'll chat with Keely Dubinsky on this weekend's Throwback 225. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Puryear Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included.
Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt Battery, contact the team at 864-226-9991. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Deke McCaskill, driver of the 08 per year Tank Line Chevrolet. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast with Stephen Gunn.
Green flag back in the air. This edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, it's Director of Operations for the Cars Tour, Ms. Keely Dubinsky. Welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast, Keely.
Hey, Stephen. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I know that you have been a busy bee the last few weeks since the pros wrapped up at Wake County July the 8th, getting prepared for what I consider probably, if not the biggest weekend in Cars Tour, definitely one of the two biggest weekends with the throwback. And I'm excited about this weekend. And I just want to give you an opportunity. I mean, it's a little bit different. You guys actually, for the first time, had a theme, and the theme going back to the USAR Pro Cup throwback days with the Hooters Cup. Talk a little bit about the brain trust that went in to kind of thinking up this particular scheme for in this particular throwback.
Yeah, so we've never actually put a full, specific theme on this event just because it's kind of difficult to. And I also didn't want to be unfair to the competitors. I really love whenever, you always get their stories with the heart out whenever you just kind of leave it open. But this one, I decided to do this theme because, with the new ownership, there was a lot of questions from the competitors and the fans of what the series was going to look like. And I thought that this was the best way to show everybody that had questions that, the values that the Cars Tour was built on came from Pro Cup, and they intend to stay those values. So I sat down, we had an officials meeting in February. And so Mark Turner and I stayed behind from the meeting, just a little bit talking, catching up. And I started asking him a little bit about the Pro Cup days. He ended up telling me a lot of stories. And for those that don't know, Mark Turner is one of our tech officials. And it just kind of hit me. I'm like, wonder if we should just go ahead and do a throwback to Pro Cup and really just bring this thing full circle. So this has been in the works since February, and let me tell you, it has been a project. but I've really, really been enjoying it.
Taking a quick look at the spotter guide that I have in front of me, the Pro Cup. I mean, it was when the old Grand National, what now known as Xfinity Cup. When those guys stopped going to tracks like Hickory and Orange County, it was the USARA and the Hooters Pro Cup that kind of filled that void for a traveling series. And just looking at some of these schemes, it brings back a lot of memories. You look at Andrew Grady's doing a throwback to Bobby Gill and that very familiar Terminal Truckee number 5 with the neon green. And then you look at someone like Connor Hall, who's throwing back to a guy that I grew up watching late models at Orange County in South Boston, but Jay Fogelman in that famous number 4 Lucas Oil car. And then looking at Shane Huffman's throwback that Brendan Pierce is doing. Are there any particular throwbacks that kind of stand out to you that you're really excited about seeing on track this weekend?
I mean, I love them all. It's really cool to see these guys, pulled together. And, Andrew Grady was the very first one. Like we have a press release coming out, and it's true. I mean, he was the very first one. He said, I want Bobby Gill. I said, well, you got Bobby Gill. You know, like these guys are really excited to throw it back to these legends, and especially people like Shane Huffman and Clay Rogers and Jay Fogelman. They're all still heavily involved in the series today. So it just kind of made sense and, you know, brought it all full circle. But I will say Minnie Tyrell has a throwback that should be released here shortly. That one is definitely one of my favorite. It's a big surprise, so I can't quite leak it yet. I really like Hefner's throwback to Marty Lindley. I think that one's cool. And then the most creative, though, I think, is Dylan Wilson's throwback. The way he incorporated his current team owner and sponsor into the video game from Hooters Pro Cup is just really cool. So these guys have really gotten creative with it and really paid attention to our vision and kind of latched onto it with us.
One of the things that you guys are doing that you haven't done for a throwback event to date, we'll do that here, is on Friday night, you guys are going to actually have a pre-race party at the Hooters there in Hickory. A little bit of a different spin, something that was typical and kind of a thing back in the day, but having that big pit party at Hooters there in Hickory where you're going to have your Cars Tour drivers there, you're going to have the honored guests that are going to be there for the weekend that's open to the public. Talk a little bit about that particular event and how that came about.
So I wanted to definitely incorporate Hooters into this theme. Mind you, like this process takes a while, especially dealing with corporate companies. So I just thought one day, you know what, I'm just going to drive up to the Hickory and the Hickory Hooters and just kind of walk in there and talk to them a little bit and see if they would, you know, offer me up some space, you know, in return for us being able to use like their branding rights for the event. And as soon as I walked in, this is crazy, I haven't even told anyone this yet, but as soon as I walked in, I sat down, I looked up, and the crest from Those That Died in the Plane Crash, the famous crest, was up on the wall on display. And it had looked a little bit old, like it had been there for a long time. And I thought, you know what, maybe this does feel right. And I think that was a little sign from Mr. Brooks, because the whole restaurant was just happier than ever to make this come about. So I can't thank the Hooters Hickory location enough for all this. I think that just bringing everybody together is going to be really cool. I know that all the old tech officials and everybody involved in the series and a lot of fans are going to be there. Our special guests are going to, this is scary, they're going to be able to sit down and drink a beer and actually have a microphone to share stories from Pro Cup to the whole restaurant, which we are hoping to pack out with drivers, fans, older tech officials, all of our current drivers, things like that. So I think that was kind of the perfect little spin. And really, I thought everybody would want to soak in this weekend as much as possible. So I figured, you know what, we'll just go over there and kick off the weekend the best way we know how, with cold beer and good old stories.
Chatting with Keely Dubinsky, the director of operations for the Cars Tour here on Stickered Up. And Keely, one thing that, you know, like I mentioned in segment one before we had you jump on, this is what the Cars Tour used to be. This is the series that Jack McNally, you know, kind of took off of life support and was able to rejuvenate and get the Cars Tour back to a very high national level. Obviously, with the new ownership, how hard was it to sell this particular throwback, you know, theme to the ownership group?
It wasn't. Once I brought the idea to them, they asked a couple questions, and I just kind of explained, you know, exactly the meaning behind it and the reasons as to why I really wanted to push this theme for this year. And they were all actually really excited. They thought the same as I did, that it was the perfect little full circle moment. So they've all been very supportive of it. Naturally, they're going to try to be there, but it's very difficult with their busy schedules. But they are in full support, and they're excited.
Keely, one thing that, you know, sitting here looking at your spotter guide, you know, 20 plus of your 49 cars that are pre-entered are going to do some kind of throwback scheme, the majority of them to Pro Cup and Hooters Cup. There's a couple that are a little off the beaten path, but they're meaningful for them. But you guys decided that At the end of the day, everybody will be involved with the throwback. Something that the Hooters Cup, Pro Cup guys did back in the day is they ran north and south. So every car had an S or an N. They had a Jackaroo or a Hooters, you know, windshield banner. And I know that that's an element graphics-wise that you guys were really animate about. Talk a little bit about those additional, you know, graphics and decals that will be on display this weekend.
Yeah, so I think the beauty is in the fine detailing, right? So for this one, you know, I worked with you and GXS Wraps, and can't thank you enough for helping me bring this entire vision to life. I mean, those two different windshield banners, they're still going to say Solid Rock Carriers. Kirk Ipok had called me and told me, you can put Hooters and Jackaroo on there. I said, absolutely not. You know, that man does so much for the short track scene and in racing in general. So they're still going to say Solid Rock Carriers, but they are in the fonts and colors of Hooters and Jackaroo. Additionally, we do have extra north and south decals for any teams who maybe just couldn't get that portion of it done. Those will be on every single car, as well as the crest. Every single car before they roll out for qualifying will have that crest on their B posts. Again, I think it's very important to honor Mr. Brooks, honor those who we've lost from Pro Cup. So, I mean, I think, you know, like I said, the beauty's in the fine detailing. And in order to make this event actually come to life again, which is what these people deserve. I mean, Pro Cup was huge. And when it went away, there were so many people who were just devastated. Like, that was the highlight of their lives and their careers. And in order to really do this the right way for them, we paid attention to those fine details.
I think this is the first. And again, I work pretty closely with Jim Bushy, who's the pace car driver. I think this is probably the first throwback race where we've actually had a throwback to the pace car. And I know that's something that he actually reached out to me about. Talk a little bit about the fact that we're actually doing a throwback pace car for this weekend's festivities.
We are. It's really cool because, you know, Jim Bushy was involved. I would say 60% of our current staff at Car Store was involved or worked for Pro Cup. And when Jim asked me if he could do that, I said, you send me the bill and we'll put what you want on it. You know, that this one was just too big not to just go ahead and throw back the pace car too. So to see that come to life, I think there's going to be a lot of people feeling emotional in the grandstands as that pace car is leading the field to green. I think that was a really important step.
I think it actually scared some people. We released it on social media, and people started asking where the truck went. So the truck will be back at Ace in a couple of weeks. But, Keely, talk a little bit about, obviously, race day. We've got 100 laps for the pro late models, 125 laps for late model stocks, which, you know, obviously the racing is going to take care of itself. But talk a little bit about the pre-race festivities. Again, you've got a fan fest on the front stretch from 5 to 6. You've got Clay Rogers, Shane Huffman, Jay Fogelman, AJ Frank, Jeff Agnew, Bobby Gill, all scheduled to be there, all veterans and champions on the Pro Cup side. Talk a little bit about how the fans can get involved with that and what that experience may be like.
Yeah, so I'll tell you too, this is another really cool piece of this. This is the first year that, you know, the special guests have been this excited for the event. Now, they have in years past, of course. I mean, we saw last year with Jeremy Mayfield and Kerry Earnhardt and a bunch of those guys. I mean, they even spent a holiday together after hanging out at the throwback and rekindling, which is crazy. But this year, I have been on the phone with each of those special guests for hours on end, just listening to stories and how excited they are. And honestly, that's been a key piece in me being able to revive something that I was never a part of. I was born at the time where it started to, dwindle off. So these guys have actually done way more than just become special guests for this event. They're going to be super excited to be sitting at that table. We've got a fan fest on the front straightaway. All fans welcome, whether you have a pit pass or whether you have a grandstand ticket, are welcome to come down onto the front straightaway, meet with all these special guests and all of our drivers by their cars. That'll be an hour long. So you'll have plenty of time to get to see your favorite drivers, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Saturday. So that's going to be really cool. Our drivers love that because they love the fan engagement. I think it's really important to, boost their their fan bases. So definitely, if you're planning on making it out to the track, be ready at 5 p.m. to get down there and get as many autographs as you want. We're going to have posters for sale, hats, T-shirts, even the stickers, whatever you can imagine. So if you don't bring anything to get signed, we've got it for you in merchandise.
Chatting with Keely Davinsky, Director of Operations for the Cars Tour here on Stickered Up. And Keely, obviously, you know, you guys have been putting in endless hours and effort to pull this thing off. What kind of vibe have you gotten from Jack McNally? Obviously, this is kind of a tribute to him, and you know, not in the ownership role anymore, but he's still a vital part to the Cars Tour. You think this is going to be an emotional weekend for him?
Yes. So normally on events, him and I bicker at each other up until the event gets there, just trying to make sure that everything is put into place. But this one, this event is strange because he's been quiet. And when Jack gets emotional, he gets quiet. Now, see, I don't want to get emotional now. but this throwback is all for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keely, obviously everybody's looking forward to this weekend. But I look at this weekend, this is really the start of the championship drive for drivers like Carson Quappel and Brendan Queen and Connor Jones or Connor Hall on the late model side, and Katie Hettinger and, you know, Quappel on the pro late model side. This is, you know, we've basically had a few weeks off as far as the racing to allow those late model guys to do the Triple Crown deal, which honestly, Cars Tour guys have done extremely well, with Bobby McCarty winning at South Boston a couple weeks ago and Brendan Butterbean Queen winning at Langley this past weekend. You know, three of those top five in the Virginia Triple Crown points are all full-time Cars guys. So I think that's a good testament. But talk a little bit about this. Again, this is the championship run, and this is the stretch that you really got to be good. It starts at Hickory, then we go to Ace. Talk a little bit about your thoughts as we get into the second half of the season and watch this championship battle become, you know, what's going to be.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, obviously we take some time off in respect to the Triple Crown races, but something that's really cool when we take a couple weeks off is that it resets everybody, right? So there's people that, you know, those drivers get so heavily invested in this championship battle. That right now it's anybody's game for sure. But it's going to be interesting. It's kind of like icing someone, you know.
Yeah.
they're coming back. They're refreshed. They're ready to go. And I might add that our guys, regardless of any technical issues at any other sanctioned event, regardless of that, I've been so proud of our Cars Tour drivers and how well they've been doing in other series and division events. Our guys are just strong everywhere they go, and I love watching them go ahead and compete at those other events. It's fantastic. So, I mean, this battle is getting closer, and I think we're going to see a lot of tempers flare, especially at Hickory. This is going to be one to be at, and if not, to watch on Flow.
Yeah, one race that I've really kind of circled since the, you know, the schedule came out, obviously, when you were getting, but one thing that's kind of the wild card for me, and not to get away from Hickory too far, but just down the road at Tri-County, where we'll have the 30,000 to win race on August the 16th, it's not the same racetrack that we were last at in May. The both corners had been paved at that point, but now the entire racetrack has been repaved, and I feel like that's going to be a huge wild card, not just for the 30,000, but for this championship battle as it goes into the dog days of summer. Any comments or any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that I'm kind of glad that we did have to reschedule this 30,000. So it will be August 19th at Tri-County, and like you said, it's a complete new racetrack. That place is going to be so fast. And what's really interesting about that is since the repave, we've had a couple more people enter the race. So we're going to see Trevor Ward out there, and he is going to be tough to beat. But there's, I mean, this is, it's going to be really interesting for this one, especially with 30,000. You want to talk about tempers flaring. That one is definitely gonna bring out maybe the best and worst in them all together, which is fine. That one we're super excited for. We've got a whole trackside themed party for that one. It's going to be beach themed. We've got a lot of cool stuff that's going to be coming out about that here in the near future.
Yeah, and Kaylee, that's the thing. We've got three races really kind of crunched into a very short period of time with the throwback weekend this weekend at Hickory, 30,000 to win in the middle of August, and then you squeeze Ace in there for our second trip to Altima Hall, and you got three races that's going to be really a turning point in the championship. So, Kaylee, I can't thank you enough for the time. I know that you're busy trying to get things buttoned up and finalized for this weekend's festivities at Hickory. But congratulations on all of the hard work and effort, and we look forward to celebrating the Pro Cup days with these legends and these really cool throwback schemes this weekend at Hickory.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to see y'all this weekend, and I would really, really, really encourage any fan that is even thinking about coming to this event. I'm telling you, it is not one you want to miss.
Fantastic. Kaylee, we'll see you on Saturday at Hickory. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Stick her up. We return. We will recap and wrap up this edition. You're listening to Stick It Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. Geo-cut for media blasting and surface conditioning. Geo-cut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. Geo-cut on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
This is Zach Miracle, driver of the number 32 Miracle Dental Center, 8 Mile Stock. You're now listening to the Stick It Up Podcast.
White flag this edition of the Stick It Up Podcast, the official podcast with Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Throwback weekend at Hickory is upon us. The USAR Pro Cup Throwback 225 presented by Food Country USA and Long Run Transportation. Pro late models for 100 laps, late model stock cars for 125 laps. Again, just some nuts and bolts. Late model stock cars will be on property Friday for practice along with the pro late models. They'll alternate practices from 1 o'clock until right at 5:30, and then pits close at 6, and then we'll head over to the Hooters in Hickory for the pit party with all the special guests. Cars Tour drivers, fans are encouraged to be there. Be back at the racetrack on Saturday afternoon. Late model stock cars will hit the track at 10:30, alternating practices with the pro late models until 12:45. Grandstands open at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with late model stock car qualifying at 3:45. Pro late model will take the track for qualifying at 4:15. Fan Fest on the front stretch, which includes all of the legends from the Pro Cup days. They'll be down there signing autographs. Your favorite drivers get a chance to go down there and see those throwback schemes up close and personal. That'll be from 5 to 6. Pre-race ceremonies will take place at 6:50, and Brandon Willard will wave the green flag for the USAR Pro Cup Throwback 225 presented by Food Country USA and Long Run Transportation at 7 o'clock. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Purrier Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, Geocut, Volt Battery Technologies, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Morgan Patrick and Dave Perkins, for making us sound so good each and every week. I also want to thank our guest from on the GSX Wraps hotline, the Director of Operations for the Cars Tour, Ms. Keely Dubinsky. I'm Stephen Dunn, and that's this edition for the Stickered Up Podcast.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.